Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Can the Lord hear your voice of thanksgiving? Can we just thank Him? We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We bless your name. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Thank you. You can have your seat. Thank you. 2 Timothy 4 from verse 6. Can you help me tell somebody by your side? Say, I must cross the finishing line.
The person did not hear you. Can you repeat that again? Let the person hear you. Tell the person also, you must cross the finishing line. Tell the because I'm not selfish. You too. You must cross the finishing line. 2 Timothy 4, from verse 6 to 8. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Paul was at his old age, about to die, about to become a martyr, and he was writing his beloved son in the Lord and telling him, I am ready for death. I am ready to cross the finishing line. I am ready. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Therefore, a crown is waiting for me. So if we take that scripture in context, it was a man of God that was about to go and meet his God and is making everybody know that he's ready to go. The year is coming to an end. You know, he said, I'm about being poor. The year is coming to an end. The year is coming to an end already. Can you boldly say you have fought a good fight? Can you boldly say that you are crossing the finishing line? I'm here this morning by the grace of God for help for all of us to cross the finishing line for this year. In the name of Jesus. What is the finishing line? At the beginning of the year, there were some things you wrote down that you wanted. When you lay hold of it, you have crossed that finishing line. What is the finishing line? Your goals, your targets, your expectation, your desired end for this year are your finishing line.
So, man, the question is, how far are we then? In fact, some people have almost forgotten what they asked for this year. You know, we say, write them down. Submit one to the church. Let's pray for you. The ones you wrote down, some don't even know where it is.
Because we started the year with some people not knowing the expectation. We started the year with some people changing expectation. They don't even know. If there is some, there are some people here, if a rich man enters here and say, what do you want me to do for you?
They'll be doing, let me go and think and come back.
If opportunity meets you and you are not prepared for it, you are not serious. Anybody that asks you for anything and you have to go back and think before you come back, you are not prepared for that opportunity. It does not belong to you. It will not be given to you. There are many people looking for the same thing that if you ask them now, what do you want me to do for you? They know. God comes to the services every time and asks, what do I do for you?
People don't know. Bless me. Oh, Lord, bless me. What is bless me?
What is your goal? What is your desire then? What is your expectation for this year? Can you remember them? Have you met them?
If yes, glory be to God. We thank God with you.
If not, glory be to God. We are here
to push you into that expectation.
Are we here?
It's at this time that some people will frown their face. But frowning does not bring expectation to pass. Praying brings expectation to pass.
Help me tell somebody, say frowning. Packaging.
Does not bring expectation to pass.
Praying
brings them to pass.
Are we seeing, church? So our expectation, so the finishing line is our expectation, our goals, our needs, our desires. At the beginning of a year, for this message, that is what it is. Now, why
have we not crossed the line?
Why? Why have some crossed and others have not crossed? Number one, ignorance of what to do. Many are ignorant of what to do to cross the line. They know there's a line. Everybody is drawing a line. They drew a line also. But they do not know how to cross the line. The Bible says the labor of the fool wearieth him because he does not know the road, the way to the city. If you don't know how to get there, you cannot get there. There are some people that know how to pray, but prayer does not exchange for how to walk to the city. You can't pray and disappear and find yourself in the city. After praying, you must walk to the city. Ignorance is the problem of many people. And you know what I've discovered?
Many ignorant people are the proud. Is there any, I think it's called proudest.
Let's speak Nigerian English.
Most ignorant people are the proudest people on the surface of the earth. They are ignorant, they can't act. They are ignorant, they can't learn. They are ignorant, they can't bow down and ask questions. There is no light. Many people have not crossed the line because there is no light. They are ignorant about how to cross. Many people are crossing. Instead of asking them, how did you cross? They are envious and fighting people crossing. Ignorance combined with pride is a very stupid thing. Some have not crossed because of spiritual slumber. They can't pray. They can't fight. They have no expectation. They do not know the word of God. They are not doing anything with God. They are doing nothing for God. They wake up and they move at any time. They have moved into spiritual slumber. As far as they are concerned, they ask God for 99 things in 2021. God did 98, but he did not do one. And that one is the most important thing to them. And they are still thinking about that one and complaining that God has not done it. And they have not moved into 2022. They are still in spiritual slumber. Most have not crossed the finishing line because they are walking with the crowd.
Everybody is going like this. They go. I've shared with you before when I was in Kano. Every Friday, most of us run. I don't know anybody that have done the Kano running before. Anybody here? You know the Kano run. Friday or Thursday, you are going. You don't see people running. What do? You join them. You run.
You nobody waits to see what is happening. We just start running. When you get where you are going, they say, why are you running?
I don't know, but I'm not ready to die. Many people, they see people running in one direction. They just join them.
See, if you don't know where you are going, you will follow people that know where they are going. Even if your own going is the opposite side. So stop running with the crowd.
Get out of spiritual slumber. Get back to God. Have direction about where you are going so that you can cross the finishing line. Many people can't cross the finish line because of distractions.
Distractions.
everywhere, distractions of phone. They don't know what to give up. They don't know when to pray. They don't know what to stop. They are always asking, does it really mean? Can a man stop it? You know I am human. You know everybody they do. Are you everybody? Go and change your name to everybody if you are. Distractions. Many people have not crossed the finishing line because they are in the wrong boat doing what nobody commanded them. And if he does not command it, he will not make provision available for it. Many are doing work, doing things that God did not command them. And what he did not command, he is not going to provide for it. Why are people not crossing the finishing line? Some are moving in the wrong direction at a very high speed. Wrong direction, but at a very high speed. Why are some not crossing? Because they are moving in circles. We are here to break the circles, to move you from the wrong boat to the right boat. We are here to give you direction in the place of prayer. Are we here? Let's lift our two hands up to him. Lift your two hands up to him. Lord, if I'm in the right, wrong path, redirect me. If I'm in the wrong boat, cast me out of it. In the name of Jesus. If I am in the wrong path, redirect my path. If I am in the wrong direction at the top speed, slow me down and change my path. Slow me down and change my path. Slow me down and change my path. There is a way that seems right to man, but the end is destruction. Oh Lord, I am in the wrong direction. At a top speed, slow me down, change my path. Redirect. If I am in the wrong boat, cast me out of that boat. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. We need to fight the enemy. So number one, we need to know the finishing line. Number two, we need to know the reason why we are not crossing the finishing line. I've given you reasons. Number three, we need to fight the enemy. Listen to me. If who you are and what you are doing does not affect the devil, he has no business with you. If who you are and what you are doing does not affect the kingdom of God, the devil will have no business with you. Do you understand what I said? Two things. That you are going through challenge might be of a truth that the devil knows what will happen if you cross that level. Some people are great givers. They are waiting for a financial breakthrough. Even the devil himself knows that if this person breaks through, the kingdom of darkness is in trouble by virtue of what the man will use that finances for. And then the devil stops him. When the devil stops him, the Lord is interested in those people also. Because the same way the devil knows, the same way God knows that if this person breaks through, but there are some people, the devil knows if he breaks through, nothing affects me. Heaven himself, or himself also knows, if he breaks through, nothing affects heaven. His life is just there, complacent. No speed, no nothing. There's no battle over his life. He wakes up and goes anywhere he likes. Whenever the devil wants to give statistics of people he has destroyed, he just pick one of them, join them with. No impact in hell. Their names are not known in hell. Their names are not known in heaven. Ask somebody, can your impact be felt in heaven? Can your impact be felt in hell? Please ask somebody. Ask, if somebody is not asking you the question, touch, do like this to the person. Let me see the person that is not talking. Say, is your life making an impact in hell? Is your life making an impact in heaven? Ask the person. You know anybody that is not talking, you know the answer. Why he's not talking? When there is nothing at stake with your life, the devil does not fight you. And God does not fight for you. So the opposite, the powers that be, none of them is interested in you. What kind of a person are you? Many are going through those challenges. Because if you take a step forward, even the kingdom of darkness will know. The kingdom of heaven will know. Where art thou? Where art thou? My time is fast spent, but we need to pray. We need to pray. Say, I must cross the finishing line. Say that. Let me say, I must cross. I almost spoke Yoruba English. Almost. Say, I must cross the finishing line. Say, I cross over. And I cross the finishing line. In the name of Jesus. So we know the finishing line. I've reminded you of what it is. You must make up your mind if you have not crossed it, for you to cross it. And the only way to cross is to fight for you to cross. But listen to me. While making your plans, please keep the faith. Paul said, I have kept the faith. In a bid to cross the finishing line, some people have delved into some things. There is no shortcut to crossing the finishing line. There is no shortcut outside Christ. There is no way outside Christ for crossing the finishing line. God is never slow. God is never slow. Don't deceive yourself. Let me do it. After all, when I come back, I will come and pay my tithe. God does not need your tithe. Then they build fence. Let me do the thing so that by the time I bring her the money and show pastor for fence, they can't pray away. Pastor could pray for me. For your information, I don't see the finances. Who gives what in church? So if you want to do so that pastor will see, now I hear Dosha then go see him. No shortcut. Keep the faith. Help me tell somebody. Say no shortcut. Say keep the faith. Tell the next man. Say no shortcut. Say keep the faith. Now then tell three people more. Let's pray. So that we can pray. Tell another person. Stand up by the blood of Jesus. Stand up. Lift your right hand up. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. I come by the blood of Jesus against every opposition stopping me from crossing the finishing line. Say, I bring the blood. I bring the blood. Can we pray? I bring the blood. I bring the blood. I come by the blood of Jesus against every opposition stopping me from crossing the finishing line. I come by the blood. 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 Any opposition stopping me from crossing the finishing line. I come by the blood. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Israel has been in Egypt for 430 years and they needed to leave. And Pharaoh did various things to stop them until the blood weapon was used. The blood weapon came and Pharaoh was one that said, leave. Lift your right hand up. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Say, I visit my father's house. Say, by the blood of Jesus. I visit my mother's house. Say, by the blood of Jesus. I visit my family house. By the blood of Jesus. I visit my hometown. By the blood of Jesus. I visit my house. Whatever is there, any power, any principality there, disrupting me, stopping me from crossing the finishing line. I bring the blood. Against you, I bring the blood. I bring the blood, the blood. I bring the blood. I bring the blood. I have no power of my own, but I come by the blood of Jesus. Any power, any power, any power, any power, stop. happy me from crossing the finishing line. I bring the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood against you. I must cross over. I must cross the finishing line. I bring the blood, the blood, the blood. I must cross over. I must cross the finishing line. I bring the blood. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Whatever yoke the devil has placed upon your shoulders to slow you down, let the yokes be taken away now. In the name of Jesus. I don't know, do you understand what yoke is? Mary, come. Mary, come. Yeah, good example. See, I'm bigger than you. When you do yokes, you want to plant farm or whatever. You carry two cows, two bulls, and you put like something, is it a wood, across them, and they walk together. What they do is that you put like animal, like strength, right characteristics together. They must like, alike in strength, alike in temperament, alike in characteristics. So if you put them together, they behave the same way. When we pray against yoke, we are saying, something that is not at your level, not at your strength or capacity, is put with you. So, if that thing is slow, no matter how powerful you are, you will be, if your power be pulling the thing until you are tired, you will not go back to the level of that person. And you will not be able to move again. Do you understand? If you want Becky to work well, you look at somebody at the strength of Becky, that looks pretty like Becky. For them to be at the same level. If they are not at the same level, one will walk until he dies. And many are under yokes of darkness. You are moving forward. The yoke is pulling you down. You are now using every power to pull down the yoke. And you are tired, lift your two hands up. I pray for anyone here. Any yoke of darkness that is pulling you down, let the yoke be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Any yoke from my father's house, any yoke from my hometown, pulling me down, preventing me from crossing the finishing line, be destroyed by thunder. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Whatever the yoke is, be destroyed. Whatever the yoke is, be destroyed. Whatever the yoke is. Be destroyed. Aria Catele Bocoria. Atatakataka. Aria Catala. Mazataka, Ereketeke, Mazatakata, Ariketele, Maria Kataka, Eketeke. Let the yoke be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. That is why the first advice to believers is do not be unequally yoked. It did not say don't talk to unbeliever. He said, don't buy from me. He did not say, don't make friends. He said, don't be unequally yoked. I pray for everyone here. Whatever is the yoke that is keeping you where you are, preventing you from moving forward, let them be destroyed by the life filling of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Let me see you. Every hidden yoke, every mysterious yoke, every cryptic yoke, under which you are laboring, they are taken away by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Every bondage, every burden, every yoke, every bondage, every burden, every yoke, every load, pulling me down, slowing down my progress, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Any bondage, any burden, any load preventing me from running. Let them be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Many can't cross the finishing line because of what they are carrying. The thing does not concern them. But while they were busy prognosing into people's matter, they gave them the load. You know, if I want to run like this, I can run very well, even though you don't use Agbada for running. I can run very well. If you give me this to carry and run, what will happen to my speed? If you give me that speaker, have anybody in this church tried carrying this speaker before? That is why some people did not join technical. If you have carried speaker before, there are some people, you ask them, if you have carried speaker before, in the race of life, there are long loads you should not carry. But there are some loads that the devil gives people that will slow you down. I pray here this morning, by the anointing in this house today, any evil load you are carrying in your place of work, let the angels of God remove that load from you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands, angels of God, arise. Any evil load I'm carrying, remove them from my life. In the name of Jesus, angels of God, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Whatever the load is, whatever the load is, whatever the load is, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, the Lord could be a sickness. Imagine. The Lord, pastor has ulcer. He can't fast. He can't do some spiritual warfare. Why? He has ulcer. When he wanted to fast, the stomach starts. It's a load. They want to promote you. Suddenly, you fell sick. And there were six people looking for the promotion. You are not coming to office. You are not there on time. When they ask you, I've gone to your hospital. I've gone, and they look at it. If we give this man this position, will he be? That's a load. That's a load. That's a load. That's a load. I pray for everyone here. Whatever evil load you are carrying, let them be taken away by the angels of God now. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, evil load, you are not my portion. Say, angels of God, carry them away in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Evil Lord, evil Lord. You are not my portion. Angels of God, carry them away. Carry them away, 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 carry them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Every invisible dark personality operating in any area of your life, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. Let the lightning of the Lord destroy them. Let the wind of the Lord blow them away. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Any follow power following you about with bad luck, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. I ask that the Lord will make you much more sensitive. In the name of Jesus, By the prayers of today, any secret about your life that you must know that you don't know, let the Lord open your eyes and your ears to them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everybody carries an atmosphere. Everybody carries an atmosphere. There are some people, when they enter a place, everywhere changes. Changes positively. Everybody will be laughing, glad. Things move. There are some people, when they enter a place, the atmosphere changes. Evil happens. What atmosphere do you carry? There are many people that invisible dark personalities are following them about, changing the atmosphere, but they don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They are just thinking, why is everybody against me? It is not because they want to be against you. There is something following you about. I pray here by thunder, by lightning, any invisible dark power following you about, let them be destroyed suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. Say, I come against every adversary on my finishing line and I destroy them. Can you pray in the name of every adversary on my finishing line? Every adversary, every adversary, every adversary on my finishing line. I come against them. I come against, I come against, I come against, I come against every adversary, every destruction on my finishing line. I come against them. Every adversary, adversary. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at somebody, not your family member. Not your family member. Look at somebody. We are going to pray like three prayers for the person. Look at the person. Say, any battle. I didn't hear you. Say, any battle. At your finishing line. Say, let the battle end now. 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 By the blood of Jesus. By the arm of the Lord, let the battle end, end, end. Let the battle end, end, end now, end now, end now, end now, end now, end now. The battle ends now, end. I must cross the finishing line. You must cross the finishing line. Let the battle end now. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Still praying for the person. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, every tangle against your life and your destiny at your finishing line, let the tangle scatter. Let it scatter. Every conspiracy, every combination, every tangle against your crossing of the finishing line, let it scatter. Lift the person. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh, Lord, arise. Scatter every tangle, every conspiracy against my life and my destiny at the finishing line. Arise, arise. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for you. No affliction that have arisen against you escape this service. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, whatever the illness is, whatever the sickness is, I decree you healed now. In the name of Jesus. Every affliction at your finishing line, let them be destroyed suddenly. They are destroyed now. 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 Lift your light and say, affliction, no affliction. They be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Affliction, no affliction. Hear the word of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I come this morning against monthly afflictions, seasonal afflictions, daily afflictions, Every affliction manipulated by calendar, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me.
If you are used to people calling you at the end of every month, say, how are you? How are you?
I'm fine. Did you know that Nifemi did not call me? Did you know that? Did you know that?
Some people are used to their affliction. They wear it like a magbada every month. They know their friends by their affliction.
If you call, you are my friend. Thank God for this affliction. It has helped me to know who my friends are and who my friends are not.
See, you don't belong to this church. We don't know ourselves by affliction.
Hello, are you here? The pastor did not call me to read my affliction. Pastor did not call me.
Nobody is interested in that. That is the work of darkness.
I pray for everyone here. Every seasonal affliction, every monthly affliction, let them be terminated by thunder. They are terminated now. I say unto you, no more affliction. No more affliction. No more affliction. No more menstrual pain. No more sickness. No more monthly sickness. In the name of Jesus.
Every commodity that belongs to you in the marketplace of darkness, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. My time is fast, but I will read this. Revelation 18, 11. 18, 11 to 13. Quickly. Revelation 18, 11 to 13.
And the merchant of the earth will weep and mourn over her. For no one buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver. Precious stones and pearls. Fine linen and purple. Silk and scarlet. Every kind of citron wood. Every kind of object of ivory. Every kind of object of most precious wood. Bronze, iron.
All these things. Don't they look normal? They look normal now.
But continue with me there. And cinnamon. And incense. Fragrance oil. Frankincense. Wine. Oil. Fine flour. And wheat. Cattle and sheep. Horses. Oh yeah, read the last one. Let me hear you. Your soul, your body, that is in the hand of any merchant of darkness, let your soul and your body be delivered now. In the name of Jesus. They had a shop that covers up their business, but behind there's something they do.
They sell souls. They sell bodies.
Anybody whose body, whose womb, whose loins, whose brain is with merchant of darkness, let there be a recovery for you now. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up in anger. Say, oh Lord, arise. Say, any part of my life that is a commodity with the merchant of darkness, say, let that commodity be useless to them. I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some people are praying as if their souls are there already. But I pray for you. You came here for a reason. So that there will be a deliverance for you. Without any struggle. But by the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. By the word of God we have read today. Anyone whose child is a merchandise in the hand of those merchants of darkness. Anyone whose job, whose soul, whose health is a commodity in the hand of merchant of wickedness, today be delivered by fire. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. Cross the finishing line. Whatever the finishing line means to you, whatever your targets are, whatever your goals are, whatever your expectations are, whatever your desires are that have not been met by the force of heaven, by the force of praise, by the force of faith, by the force of the Lord, go and cross that finishing line. In the name of Jesus.
As you end this year, there shall be no outstanding for you. Lift your hand and say, this year, no outstanding. I didn't hear you say no outstanding. Say no outstanding, no outstanding. No carryover. No outstanding. No carryover. No outstanding. No carryover. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch forth your hand here. If God be God, if He created the heaven and earth, if Jesus resurrected from the dead, any evil hand upon any area of your life, let those hands be paralyzed permanently. In the name of Jesus. If the grave cannot keep Jesus, I pray for you by the power of resurrection. Whatever belongs to you that is in the hand of darkness, let them be released back unto you now. In the name of Jesus. Job 20:15. He has swallowed riches. He shall vomit them. Whatever the enemy has swallowed from your hand, from your life, let them vomit them and perish. Vomit and perish. Vomit and perish. Vomit and perish. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. All these things will happen with peace, with rest, without stress, that you might know that the Lord is fighting for you. In the name of Jesus, cross your finishing line. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.